This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you, kind of. Oh, why should the spirit of mortal be proud? Many people for a long time thought that Lincoln had written that in a poem, Oh, why should the spirit of mortal be proud? You can hardly blame them because he quoted that and the long poem that concluded it many times, including at the funeral of President Zachary Taylor. The reason I said it's kind of a quote by Lincoln is because he didn't write it. The poem and its last line, Lincoln quoted all six of the four-line stanzas often, sounds like Lincoln. As ambitious as Lincoln was with his engine of ambition, he was equally suspicious of pride. But this is the last line by a poet we almost likely would never have heard of, but for Abraham Lincoln's nearly obsessive and almost morbid memorizing of it. The poem is called Mortality, and it was by one William Knox. Lincoln's awareness of mortality is not surprising, with his baby brother, his older sister, and his young mother all dying before he was 20 years old. Mortality, the sheer fact of human death, was in the air in the 19th century in a way we cannot imagine now. Lincoln carried the poems of Edgar Allan Poe with him. He lived in the time of Emily Dickinson. Mortality was one pole of consciousness in the 1800s. The other pole, of course, was immortality. And we can hardly imagine now the optimism and the ambition that went into the expansion of the idea of America West, the building of a democratic and increasingly free society, the flourishing of all sorts of utopian movements, and the belief in progress and goodness, the positive thinking mind cures of Belfast's own Phineas Quimby and his eventual successor, Mary Baker Eddy, and Christian Science. That tells us so much about how American people hoped to go beyond the limits of life, if not the mortal limits of life. We see this paradox of an almost morbid melancholy in Lincoln with an almost avid optimism. Lincoln was pretty sure for most of his life that he would not actually amount to very much. He'd had enough of election defeats and romantic failures and business and legislative disasters to persuade him of his inevitable anonymity. And yet he also had an almost white-hot ambition, just to be remembered, to be immortal, and to make a name for himself. Like most geniuses, he had some internal sense that he was, in fact, a great person. One literary critic has even suggested that Lincoln had the notion that if he turned to literature and poetry, he could be America's Shakespeare. That's big. Some would say grandiose. So this polarity of forgettable and memorable, of being nothing and being remembered, are part of a spiritual life as well as a secular life. Theologians talk about the finite and the infinite. Psalm 8 says, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Has created him a little lower than the angels. It is astonishing to realize that there was a song that Lincoln would have heard in his time, Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. That was being sung by soldiers marching back north after the defeat of the slave South. The spiritual life of Lincoln, it is a perfect model for this. The meaninglessness is never an option. Life might lead to sadness and loss, or even forgottenness, or to glory and rebirth and imperishability, but never meaningless. Why? Because for Lincoln, his ambition to be held in high esteem was based not on his ego, but on his commitment to be worthy of esteem. In his first campaign flyer, this is what Lincoln, barely 21, wrote. Every man is said to have his peculiar ambition. I can say, for one, that I have no other so great as that of being truly esteemed by my fellow man, by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. So too, spiritual people say of eternal life, I don't know about immortality, but I would love to be worthy of it. And so we too, in humility and in ambition, we too can be lighted down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.